Our Father, we love you today. We pray for this Sunday school hour that you'll bless it. As history comes to life before our eyes, we ask that you touch it, breathe upon it. Bless the children who are in their particular birthday parties right now. Those who hear the gospel today, may they respond if they need to be saved. May the will of God be done, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sure is hard being an old man riding those horses around. I tell you, but the Lord's been good to me. He's been good to me. I was born in 1724, a couple years ago, named after my grandmother, Patricia Tidings. Lord was good, I wasn't named Patricia, that's for sure. They called me Tidings for a while, kind of ironic, don't you think, for a man that was later called to preach the precious tidings of Jesus Christ. But after a while, they started calling me Tidings. Tidings Lane. See, I was born in Baltimore, Maryland. Long time, 1724, I guess I told you that. Old man, you kind of forget things from time to time. But after a while, my family decided to move to Virginia. We moved down to Virginia, lived there a few years, and then we moved down to North Carolina, down on the Yadkin River. You may have heard the Yadkin River. Man lived there, born there actually, named Daniel Boone, right there on the Yadkin. Well, I was growing up and getting older, and about 19 years old, I saw this young lady there in town named Hester Bibbin. Boy, she was good looking. And after a while, I asked Hester Bibbin to marry me, and we got married and started having a family, and eventually we had 7 boys and 2 girls. But you know, I just wasn't happy. I just had an emptiness in my soul that I just couldn't get satisfied. Well, one day I heard about a church over in Sandy Creek, North Carolina. Some people had come from up north. See, there was a man named George Whitfield. George Whitfield, he was a great preacher from England. And he preached to thousands of people out in the field, and he said, you must be born again. He believed in a conversion experience. And he kind of got wild. He raised his arms a little bit, shouted a little bit. People were getting saved. Well, there's a large group of those people from New England. They were called Old Lights, or the New Lights, excuse me. No, New Lights. And they came down, and they started a church down there in Sandy Creek, led by a man named Shubal Stearns. And I heard about this Shubal Stearns. He was kind of a preacher like Whitfield was. He said he was a plain, simple preacher. But he kind of got excited when he was preaching. Well, they started that church about, 16, 19 people. Before long, they had over 900 members. Church was just booming. And I said, I got to find out about this Shubal Stearns. So I rode my horse down there, Shubal C. Shubal Stearns, out of Sandy Creek, about 40 miles from Yadkin. And I got there, and there was a venerable old man sitting underneath a tree. Book on his hand, and boy, I tell you, he started looking at me, and like his eyes went right through me. Something I never felt before. I thought, well, I'm leaving this place. He's got an evil eye or something. But the Lord wouldn't let me leave. I moved over to the crowd a little further over, and his eyes just followed me right there. I believe, as I look back on it, it was the Spirit of God working in my heart. Well, he began to preach, began to talk about how you need to be born again. Wonderful day when God saved my soul. And the blood of Jesus Christ washed away all my sin. Changed my life. Well, started reading my Bible and praying and going to church. And before long, the Lord called me to preach. And I stayed there with Brother Stearns and was working with him, and he was training me and how to be a preacher. Well, things were going very well for my family, but things weren't going too good in North Carolina. You see, we were still being ruled by the British government. And the crown would put governors in place, and they'd put sheriffs and lawyers in place, and they would go out and raise terrible taxes and tariffs. And if you couldn't pay them, they'd take your house. Leave you with nothing. Well, a group of men about 1770 called the Regulators rose up, and they went to try to reason with the government, but they wouldn't listen. one day they decided, they went to a place called Alamance, and they decided they were going to fight for independence from these unjust taxes and rules. Well, they were not much of an army, unfortunately, and we were soundly defeated at Alamance. Some say that's the beginning of the War of Independence. You might know it as the Revolutionary War. Well, about 1,500 families decided we were leaving North Carolina, and we went over the mountain and came down to Watauga Settlement. Well, we got to Watauga Settlement. There weren't any churches, not any around at all. So I began preaching. I'd go around to different groves and houses and barns and preach to wherever I could get a crowd. And things were going pretty well, and we were getting a crowd of people. We decided we need to build a church. So in 1779, we went up on Buffalo Ridge, and we built a church called Buffalo Ridge Church. Catchy, isn't it? Well, the church was growing. People were getting saved. But things weren't going too well in North Carolina. See, in the British weren't too happy about our revolt. And the war up north had kind of come to a standstill. But Colonel Patrick Ferguson was on the march in North Carolina, in South Carolina. Didn't look like anybody could stop him. Well, we were against all the British, of course, and all the unjust taxes. And one day, he sent a letter to us, to our leaders. Said, if you don't cease and desist, I'm going to come over and I'm going to clean house with the sword and with fire. This is the same man they said God couldn't even kill him. Well, he had something to learn about that, didn't he? Well, you don't tell a bunch of frontiersmen you can't do something. And so in September the 5th, we mustered at Sycamore Shoals. A group of men. I went to fight. I was a lot younger then. Some of my boys went with me, and we mustered there at Sycamore Shoals. Now, we didn't have no uniforms or anything. We just had our long rifles we used to fight the Indians and our hunting outfits and things. And we showed up at Sycamore Shoals and began to get some training there. And things were going all right, and they decided it's time to go over the mountain. And Preacher Samuel Doak, I remember Preacher Doak, he got up to preach to us on the sword of the Lord and Gideon. Wow, what a moving message. Moving message. We were excited about going to war. And we marched over the mountain to a place called King's Mountain. King's Mountain. We had our men. We were led by, from the Washington County crew, we were led by Colonel John Sevier. You may have heard of him. We went over there and we surrounded old Ferguson. And we cleaned house. We were shooting right and left. We killed all them British people. And we killed them. It was an exciting time. We captured and killed. By the way, the man who God couldn't kill got shot 8 times. Pride goeth before a fall. Well, we came back over and God was blessing our church. And I guess about 85, we decided we were going to move and start a new church. And left Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church to a man named Jonathan Wilkie. He was the second pastor. And we went over to Bent Creek, and we started a church there. And yes, God has been mighty good to us. And then we went over, and after a while, I think the next year, I think 86 it was, they asked me to be the first moderator of the Holston Baptist Association. My God has been good to me. And you know, soon God's going to take me on to heaven. He'll be good to me then. Well, the Lord has been mighty good to me. Sure has. On Jordan's stormy banks, I stand, cast a wistful eye.
Why, I just been here tidying up the meeting house a little bit. And I was so tired, I thought I'd sit down and rest a spell. But, you know, I had to get my sewing out because I couldn't have idle hands. You know what they say about those idle hands? They're the devil's tools. And we wouldn't want to have the devil's tools hanging around with us. So I just have to always be a-doing something. Well, there's always something to do. These hands are very seldom idle. Why, with all the sewing and the mending, you know, if I didn't have my daughters to help me with that sewing, I'd just never get it all done. But of course, they've got to learn how to sew, because if and they don't, there's not a man alive that'd be taking them for a wife. But anyway, if you don't have servants, and of course we don't have servants, we're just way too poor for that. You just only have one set of clothes, but it just takes all the sewing and sewing to get one set of clothes for my family. I just can't imagine the luxury of having Sunday go to meeting clothes. Oh, I'm so sorry. Where's my manners here? I just didn't properly introduce myself. Well, I be Patience Wilson. How do you do, folks? I was born Patience Blair over in Virginia, and then I married Joseph Wilson in 1773. We settled there in Virginia for a while, and then he just got to wanting to move on to something different. So he and our two babes and me, we went down that Holston Valley River, and we settled in a beautiful place over there by Boone's Creek and built our cabin. Well, Joseph, he farms the land. You know, we're right down there from William Bean. You know about where that is? Well, anyway, Joseph farms, and I tend the family. And, oh, the family. God's blessed us so much. Why, there's 8 youngins now, 5 girls and 3 boys. Oh, they're really a handful. I am just so tired today. We have been getting ready and working so hard. You know, our church is going to have its 12th anniversary. Why, maybe you heard of it. It was started up there on Buffalo Ridge. So you know what they named it? Buffalo Ridge. Well, it's just a wonderful place to go, because the good book says where 2 or 3 of you are gathered together, that God's in the midst. And God meets with us there all the time. Well, we're just having this great Sabbath gathering coming up. Why, there's going to be Elder Lane. Well, he's the one that God led to start that there church. Well, Elder Lane's going to be coming all the way from Bent Creek to be there. There's going to be itinerating preachers. There's going to be, oh, men of God and women that's going to be there assembling together. Why, I just imagine there's going to be shouting and preaching and singing and exhorting just all day long. And then, we're going to have dinner on the grounds. That's a preacher mostly doesn't talk too long. But anyway, we'll just be, those tables are going to be groaning with all the victuals and the fixings. Well, that's what my family's been doing. We've been getting ready for that. Well, yesterday, after I finished the normal chores, of course, I did have to weed the garden. And then I made some cheese and churned the butter. And then, oh, the Lord was so good, he just sent a deer across my son Samuel's path, and Samuel killed it. And I cut it up and salted it down, and I just took a goodly portion of it and made a venison stew for that dinner on the grounds. And then Elizabeth, well, she went out and gathered gooseberries, and while Martha, she made the crust for the pies, and then Seth, he cut up the pie plant. And even a little Sarah got involved. She broke the beans. They just all wanted to help in feeding those visiting preachers and all the guests that had been coming in. But you know, the whole time we were working, I was just thinking about all the good things the Almighty has done for our family. I recollect the day so well when I was converted. It's been about 10 years now. Right there at Buffalo Ridge. Preacher Lane was a preaching and preaching from the book of Romans while he wasn't near finished. He just goes on and on. But I couldn't contain myself. The Holy Spirit overtook me, and I was seized with darkness and horror. The weight of my transgressions was so heavy upon me, why I had to jump right up and run to the mourning bench. I just cried out for mercy. And praise God, oh, praise his name, why I was right then that day saved hard. I was washed in the blood, the precious blood of Jesus, and my life just ain't been the same since. Well, that preacher, Lane, he just went on and on and on. But I stayed there at the mourning bench. I was testifying and praying, and others began to come. And there was so much great emotion. It was just a great day, one of those old-fashioned revival days. Well, my Mr. Wilson, he had repented of his sin several Sabbaths past. And so our whole family was changed. Our life was changed. I just laugh when I think about it. Oh, that creek was so cold when we got baptized. But it was surely a blessing. My Joseph came up out of that water just a shouting. And then we offered ourselves for members of the Buffalo Ridge Church. Well, you know, our church family's been such a blessing to us. They're just there when you need them, when there's trouble. They're there for the sickness and the burying and the dying. They're just there. And then they're also rejoicing with us when we have baptizing and weddings and birthings. Why, we all got together when Brother and Sister Campbell's cabin burnt down and we built it back up for them. And then there was that horrible time when all our men folks had to go over to defeat Ferguson over on Kings Mountain. It was such a lonely time. But we stuck together and we comforted one another. We were so thankful we had the Lord and we had each other. But you know, it's not much better these days. These are frightful times. Why, did you hear about Sister MacDonald? It was in the Knoxville Gazette. She's over there at Sinking Creek Meeting House. They're not as old as we are, but they've been starting up just recently. Anyway, the women went out together to fetch some water at the creek, and lo and behold, the savages came out of the woods and attacked them. They ran screaming back to the meeting house. But one of them heathens overtook Sister MacDowell and scalped her right there in the churchyard. Oh, if it hadn't been for Dr. Scurvy in the congregation, he tended to her, or she would have gone on to her reward. Well, you know, I don't think that's going to happen here at Buffalo Ridge because, you know, with the men folks watching out for us and with those holes in the cabin, keeping an eye out. And then we've just started doing something recently. We've been splitting in half, and half of us worship while half of us watch for the engines. It makes for very long services, but also for long lives. Well, I think I've just been running on and on too much here. I best be a going here. One more thing. You know, I'd be like most of you women out there. I can't read, write, or cipher very much at all. But I just love my old Bible. Joseph does the best he can to read it to us in the evenings. But we still need to know more about the Lord. And so that's why I'm so thankful for my church. We can come here and we can learn how to live. Even if we can't read ourselves, we can learn how to live. We can teach it to our young'uns. I just listen so carefully so I'm able to tell my young'uns about it. You know, I just pray that my church, Buffalo Ridge, will continue preaching this good old book and teaching it till Jesus comes again.
Look out! safe in here for a few minutes. It appears as if someone lives here. I'm sure they won't mind if I hide from the Cherokees for just a moment. Oh, well, hello. Pardon me for being rude. You must wonder why I'm carrying my musket and out of breath. I've been chased by the Cherokees across the ridge, through the meadow. But I think I finally found a safe haven here in this place. Allow me to introduce myself. The name's Mulkey, Jonathan Mulkey. Second pastor of Buffalo Ridge Church. First preacher on Tennessee soil. I'm excited to be here pastoring Buffalo Ridge Church and thankful for what God has done in my life. Allow me to tell you a little about myself. As a young boy, at 4 years old, my family and I moved to Sandy Creek under the ministry of Shubal Stearns. Now, you know, Shubal Stearns was responsible for many great things. One of those things was the Sandy Creek Revival, in which my daddy was saved. My daddy trusted the Lord as his Savior there at Sandy Creek. Later in life, when I was 7, we moved to South Carolina. Oh, how beautiful South Carolina was. I remember as if it were yesterday, when we moved there, my daddy felt the Lord working on his heart to become a preacher. Now, he was a farmer at the time, sowing the seed, planting the crops, tending to the cattle. But more importantly, he began to sow the seed of God's word. I'm thankful for the influence of my daddy and my mama. Obviously, they fed me good, but they fed me the word of God. They showed me how to plant those seeds of God's word. I'm thankful for my life there in South Carolina. Later in life, I moved to the state of Tennessee. Not too far from here, in fact, just beyond Rogersville. It was there. A very important memory comes to mind. A memory of which I have a scar that reminds me every single day. It was there beyond Rogersville. We had heard of a coming Cherokee attack. So obviously, fearing for our lives, we began to gather the women and the children, all the belongings, and started sending them across into safety, across the Holston River, into Virginia. Yes, I remember that day. I remember standing on the bank of the Holston, getting ready to send one last boat across there, of the women and children, our belongings, when a gunshot hit me right in the shoulder. I turned to see what was going on, and just as I turned around, I saw a group of Cherokees who had captured my dear friend. Oh, my dear friend, captured by the Cherokees. Surely he would be scalped and brutally murdered. But for fear of my own life, I took off across that river, swimming with all my might, saying, God, please give me strength to make it to the other side without being hit by arrows or bullets. It was all I could do to get to that other side, thinking about my own self, but more importantly, thinking about my dear friend who had been captured by those Cherokees. As I pulled myself on the bank of the other side of the Holston, relieved, thankful that God had spared my life, I began to pull myself together and started walking down the bank, sopping wet. And off in the distance, I noticed someone. No, it can't be. I looked again. Yes, it's he. My dear friend, the one who was captured by the Cherokees, he's alive! We embraced. We thank God for sparing our lives. He was able to escape the Cherokees, to get across the river quicker than I did. He found a quicker route. Oh, how we thank God for that day. He had spared us. He had delivered us from those Cherokees. What a wonderful day that was when I saw my dear friend again. As I mentioned earlier, the name, Jonathan Mulkey, second pastor of Buffalo Ridge Church. As a young pastor, there's so many things I desire to see in my church. But I must realize that the same God who delivered me from those Indians can also help me from day to day. The same God who speaks to me through his word can help me as I stand and preach the gospel to lost souls. Every encounter that I have with the Indians, I know they're desiring to have my scalp, to take my life. But I wish for one chance just to speak to them, to show them the love of Christ. I pray that God, by His grace, will allow that day to come to where Cherokee Indians can come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and we can have a friendship, and they might become members of Buffalo Ridge Church. I must realize, as the Bible says in the book of John, that He must increase, but I must decrease. I know that I, Jonathan Mulkey, cannot do great things unless God allows me. I know I, Jonathan Mulkey, can never take my next breath, my next step, unless God is truly helping me. Oh, Lord, will You bless this church? Will You bless it, Father? I dream that one day this church will grow to be in the hundreds, the 200s, maybe 300. What a wonderful thing that would be. And just looking back and saying, this is something that God has truly done. God has been so good. I thank Him for every day. Even when I'm being attacked by those Indians, running across the ridge. Well, it seems as if they've gone. I think I'll be safe to go about my pastoral duties now. Many people to see. Old Brother Simpson's laying there in bed right now, some disease ailing him. Mr. Page is out there plowing the field. I think I better go. I may even stop by the Johnson residence and grab a fresh pint of milk. That sounds good. Fresh milk.
Got you this time, dear. I've been chasing you. 8-buck deer, I'm going to get you. Ah, something spooked him. Missed him again. What y'all laughing at? Ain't you ever missed a deer? I tell you what. You know what's funny? 10 years ago, I would have been cussing. Probably go out and get drunk, get something to drink, go beat the wife, you know. But my family, we were really struggling. We lived up in Virginia, and we were fighting all the time. And my wife and I weren't getting along, and we decided we'd move down to Watauga Settlement. And maybe down there we'd start a new life. But you know what happened? We had trouble down there too. We were fighting. I was still cussing and drinking and gambling. Things were not going good. And we were just having a tough time. We had a kid and we thought maybe that'd make it better. But nothing made it better. We just had a terrible time. Well, I guess we moved down there in about 1770. And about 1776, this man came over from North Carolina. His name was Tidence Lane. He was a preacher. Well, he started preaching out in the woods and preaching in people's houses and things. And pretty soon my wife went to hear him preach. And I don't know what happened to my wife that day, but when she came home, she was a different woman. She was changed. She told me she got born again. Now, I didn't know what that meant, but it sounded pretty good since she was doing so good. Well, about a month went by, I guess. I was sitting out in the porch just in my rocking chair, just enjoying beautiful weather. And here comes old Preacher Lane. He said, Johnny, he said, you need to get born again. I said, what's that mean? He said, Johnny, can I give you the gospel? I said, Preacher Lane, you go right ahead. He said, Johnny, first of all, you got to realize you're a sinner. I knew I was a sinner. Boy, no one had to tell me that. I may have been the worst sinner in Watauga Settlement. But then he said, Johnny, do you realize that because of your sin, you can't go to heaven, you have to go to a place called hell? He said, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. I didn't like that. I didn't want to go to hell. I said, Preacher Lane, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. I know I'm a wicked sinner. What can I do? He said, Johnny, I've got good news for you. The Bible says while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He said, Jesus died, Johnny, to pay for your sin. He said, the Bible said, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. He said, if you will repent of your sin and ask Jesus to save you, He will wash away your sin and you can go to heaven someday. Well, about that time, somebody was squeezing my heart, my eyeballs started leaking, and I was getting under conviction. And I tell you, folks, God was working my heart, and right there on my porch, I got saved. You know what happened? I quit drinking. I mean, almost right away, I just quit drinking. Didn't want that slop anymore. Now, it took a little long to quit cussing. The Holy Spirit came. Every time I cuss, Holy Spirit, he'd jam me right here. See? And before soon, I quit cussing too. And you know what else happened? My wife and I got along all right. God changed our family. And one day, old preacher Titans came to me and said, Johnny, we need a church house. See, we just meet out in the fields, people's houses and things. And I said, you know what, preacher, let's build us a church house. Where do you want to build it? He said, let's build it up there on Buffalo Ridge. So we went out, we started cutting trees down and skinning that bark off them trees and built ourselves a church house. Had one window way up high where the light would come down and shine on the preacher so he could read his text. Didn't want no windows down there, see, because the Indians would attack us and shoot us. Need some benches. So we went out and we cut down some chestnut trees and hewed them babies in half and sat on the smooth. Well, they weren't really very smooth. And boy, were they hard. But we'd have preaching 3-4 hours sometime. And we put some tallow candles on the walls and some candle holders and got a fireplace in there to keep us warm. And boy, God was blessing us there at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. You know, I got saved through Preacher Titans. My wife got saved through Preacher Titans. Now, after a while, about 1785, I guess it was, he went off to a different church, and Father Mulkey came and started preaching to us. He was a great man. Boy, I really grew in the Lord under Preacher Mulkey and Preacher Titans. And you know, my wife had gotten saved. I got saved. And my kids started getting born, and they got saved when they got older. And God just changed our lives. You know, I am so grateful for Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. I tell you, that church changed me for this life and for all eternity. Praise God for this great church.
All right, if we can get the lights just a moment, please. If you're a member of this church, would you raise your hand? You're a member of this church. Isn't that exciting? We have a rich heritage, no doubt about that. If you're visiting with us today, you're visiting. As a matter of fact, let me ask it this way. If you're visiting for the very first time, would you raise your hand? This is your first time here. Look at that. Wonderful. God bless you. If you're visiting back with us, you've been here, but you're not a member of this church. You're just visiting back with us. Would you raise your hand, please? We're thrilled all of you are here. All of you. This is a wonderful thing. Have you all have a seat or two or three close to you that the folks coming in for the 11 o'clock service could sit close to you? Would you raise your hand? People like that? We might have to bring out chairs. That would be a great thing, wouldn't it? Isn't that wonderful? What I'm going to do, I'm going to kind of put him on the spot a little bit here, but I want our preacher to come up here just a moment. Preacher Lashley. Jonathan Mulkey, by the way, members even back then were complaining about how long the preacher took. And some of you all going to be complaining before this day's over too. This is preacher Dr. Gene Lashley. He's my Moses. I'm the pastor here now, but he pastored here for over 46 years. Preacher, I want you just to pray and just tell these dear folks about yourself a little bit. Preacher will be preaching tonight, and we'll give you more details about this a little bit later. And then we'll give you some instructions in just a few moments about the bulletins, the cards that are in the bulletins. We're just glad you're here. God bless you, preacher.
Well, it's been a great, great dramatic production. And they stole that out of my book too that I'm writing. I am writing a book about half through on the history of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church from the revival under Whitfield to the present day. And Brother Jody taking over, so we'll have that hopefully in 3 or 4 months finished. But it's a great crowd. Appreciate your presence here. Thank God for what he's still doing at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the rich heritage that you've given us, Lord. These great men come over from Holy Ghost Revival in North Carolina, came over with the fire of God burning in their souls, and Lord, founded this church, and it's been true to Jesus Christ and true to the Word of God down through the years. I pray that you would bless this presentation and help us to appreciate the great heritage we have as Christians and as Americans. God, thank you for America. God bless us and keep us, keep liberty reigning across and freedom across this country. Blessing the service to follow. If anybody here or outside the fold never been saved, may we see some of them come to Christ and come out of darkness into light and walk out these doors today, a child of God on their way to heaven. Thank you for this great crowd. Continue to bless us. Bless every song that's sung and the preaching of the Word of God today. In Jesus' name, amen. The service will be in 15 minutes, and the service tonight at 6:30 will be here. Is that correct? Okay. You're dismissed for about 14 minutes now, 13 minutes.